Hey, Green Future Growers, Progressive Radio Network listeners, and anyone who's new to the show, this is Jackie Marie Beyer here, your host for the Organic Gardener Podcast, and it's actually me live on Tuesday, May 8th, 2018, and I just thought I'd give a little pre-talk, because one of the things I love about visiting with Andrea Catherine is that it gives me a chance to connect with you live like once a week, which I used to do so much more when I first started the podcast and I was delivering the paper at night and I wasn't working during the day and I was like scrambling to get an interview like on Sunday afternoon for Monday's episode, or, you know, everything just seemed much more current. Whereas now, you know, I think I did all my interviews February 25th and it's now May and I just feel disconnected. So I just wanted to say hi. Thank you so much for listening, especially if you're new to the show or if you've been there for a long time, because it's just such an honor to be the host, but also to meet my peeps. I just feel like I really nailed my avatar, like Green Future Growers. You're out there, you're listening, and you see the world like I do, which is very different from a lot of the people that I meet in my everyday life. So, and I did want to talk a little bit tonight about what's going on at Mike's Green Garden, because he has just been planting up a storm. So you're probably planting up a storm. We would love to hear what you're planning. Mike's in the Facebook group every day, even if he isn't still a little shy about commenting. He definitely keeps me updated as much as he can. I'm still not sure if he's figured out when somebody asked to join the group. I don't get Facebook here at school except for like late at night or super early in the morning. Like it's shut off by 6 a.m. on my computer. I can check it on my phone, but I'm really data. For the last couple of months, I don't know why I've been going over my data after all these years. So it's a little bit hard for me to check the Facebook group during the week. Plus school, you all know, keeps me just super busy. So it's nice to get to talk with Andrea Catherine every Tuesday, because I just feel like it connects me with you a lot more. So anyway, what he's been doing is just planning like crazy. Like he's so into the mini farm. He's out there with the rototiller digging it up, which I know I'm like, you know, well, we got the broad fork, but it's a huge job. Like even with the rototiller, it's a huge job. And I took pictures of the wheelbarrows of rocks he's been digging out of there. I don't know if I ever got them posted, because again, it's a challenge to upload the data and just to do it and try to get it all done when I'm home. Now putting out Andrea Catherine's episodes, which I thought was going to be an easy, oh, they're just short 20 minutes, but they're definitely taking longer than I thought. And just putting out my regular episodes. So I don't know if I got those pictures out, but his mini farm is coming along so sweet. I just got off the phone with him, and then he's going to start trying to go pick morel mushrooms, because there were so many fires last year near us. There's tons of mushrooms. So he's trying to get it all in. Plus it's been raining a lot. So he's trying to like get it. So I'm curious, like, what are your challenges? I know one of his challenges is like, we had such a late snow. Once the ground finally got ready that he could till, it's just been like this very short window. And then he's been having a lot of rain. So, but he has been planting peas and beets, and he put in some fava beans, which we've never planted before, which I know he's planting as much as a cover crop to try to build some soil nutrition, get some nitrogen and things into the soil. But also, fava beans are delicious. I can't even imagine what they're like homegrown. He put in some peas in there, which he's never done before, so he had to build some kind of like little trellises. Then I said beets. I ordered some Jacinto kale from Johnny's, I think I was going to get it from Fedco, but I ended up getting it from Johnny's. Lots of golden beets that he wants to get into the ground. I know he hasn't got those in. He put in like 345 potatoes, I think. What else did he plant? Radishes, lots of lettuce for me. I managed to plant 750 sunflowers on Earth Day, and then I was kind of discouraged because he gave me the impression, he's like, well, you never tried the seeds. How do you know they're going to germinate? But they are coming up. I watered them the other day. They're looking good. Our pear tree bloomed this weekend, and he said there's bees buzzing around it. Actually, it bloomed this week because when I was home this weekend and I was down watering the sunflowers, there was not a flower on it. I remember looking right at it because it's right near where I planted my sunflowers. So I'm going to try to plant some more sunflowers. Like if I could plant 750 every couple of weeks, I think I would finally have like a substantial dent in the bird seed that we buy. These ones that I planted are those giant mammoth ones I got from Martha Stewart, I'm pretty sure, last year. But I am going to plant a bunch of the black oil sunflower seeds that we buy for the bird seed. So that's kind of some of the things that are going on in our garden. Oh yeah. And I was going to say, so we had some kale that came back from last year. That's like that purpley curly kale that you, it is yummy. I put it in my stir fry and it is so good. And so I'm going to quit talking. Andrea Catherine's going to be in line soon. So I just want to say it is so nice to connect with you again. Thanks for listening. And I hope you're having a great spring. If you're in the Facebook group, we'd love to see pictures of your garden or anything that's going on. If you have any questions, please ask. I know, you know, we only have 18 days of school left. So kids are counting down. I'm counting down. And I will try to be in the Facebook group so much more. But like I said, Mike checks it or he gets notifications or I don't know. He usually tells me if something's going on in there. And so let us know what's going on in your garden or pop us an email or, you know, however you'd like to connect. We would love to hear from you. Hope you're doing great, enjoying your spring. If you have any challenges, if you have any questions, if there's anything we can do to help you build your organic oasis, let us know. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Well, I'm excited because the farmers market is live and well. And it is finally time to buy local veggies from farmers in person at the market again.
Awesome. And, all right. So this is the challenge I'm going to have today is that I'm not at a desk because I'm sitting in this corner. So I have the internet connection. I'm going to have to pick up my mic every time I go to talk.
Okay. Well, I can just dive in and tell you what I'm thinking about today.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear what's at the farmer's market. Did you go to the farmer's market in Kalispell on Saturday?
Oh my gosh, I forgot. Can you believe it? I taught yoga in the morning and I normally don't go grocery shopping on Saturdays, but I needed food and I just went straight there afterwards. And like literally as I was walking out, I thought, oh my gosh, I didn't go to the farmer's market. And I even told some of my farmer friends that I was going to buy them out like 4 days earlier. I was like, I'm so excited. I'm going to buy you out. I didn't even go. And I had so much food that I bought at the grocery store. It didn't even make sense to drive out there. So I didn't, but I know that Raven Ridge Farms had some baby bok choy, which is like one of my favorite things in the world, and I will have to get it this weekend. But I wanted to share one of my favorite ways to prepare bok choy.
Well, awesome, because my mom used to cook bok choy all the time, but I don't think I've ever even bought it or cooked it or eaten it since I grew up as an adult.
I describe it as a mix between butter and celery, which is kind of funny, I think, because that sounds weird, like to imagine putting butter on your celery. That's not necessarily what I mean, but I think I love bok choy because it has this really rich consistency. There's so much water in it. I just love it. I think it's good raw, like you can chop it up and put it in a salad, but I like it grilled or, you know, in the oven. And I like to make it what I call a braised and curried bok choy. And you can do this in a skillet if you'd like, heating some oil in a skillet and then adding some of the curry spices. So turmeric and ginger, coriander, fennel, cumin, black pepper. And I like to add some Himalayan pink salt and just warm those spices until they're aromatic. And then toss those spices with one or two bunches of bok choy. And the baby bok choy is nice because it's smaller. And so I like to actually take those leaves and leave them whole. I just like to serve it that way. I think it's really pretty. So you could toss it with those leaves and then place the spiced choy either in a warm skillet or you could do it on the grill if you're outside, or you could do it in the oven and then just cook them on 1 to 3 minutes on each side until they're tender. The grill is nice. to be outside to get that crispy flavor. It just saves some time in the kitchen, getting to be outside again and just enjoying this delicious food. It's so simple, but it's another way to enjoy some of the spices that I've mentioned before. Of course, you can just do this with salt and pepper if you want, but I love making bok choy like this. And then I just tend to pick it up and eat the whole leaf at once instead of cutting it up. It feels fun. There's something about eating with my hands. It's like, if you can't get your hands in the garden to grow food, at least eat with your hands every once in a while. It's like, I think it's kind of why we eat hamburgers and fried chicken. It's like an excuse to eat with our hands, but we can do it with vegetables too. And we get that tactile sense. And again, you can eat it alone, or you could, layer it in your eggs Benedict over the weekend, or you could put it on a hamburger. It does have a little bit, sometimes it can get a little bit stringy when you bite into it. Like you might bite down and not make it all the way through. So I prefer just to eat it alone, but it's definitely one of my favorite vegetables. And it has some, really cool nutritional benefits too. It's supporting your bone growth with vitamin A, which also helps to beat off the bacteria and help you maintain healthy vision. So I just love this vegetable, and I'm excited that it's already here and that I don't have to wait till later in the summer to get it from the farmers market. I can just go to Nathan and Cassidy this weekend and scoop some up.
Well, awesome. I never heard of doing any of that. I think my mom always put bok choy in like Chinese food, like stir fry or something. So my question is, what does it taste like? Does it taste like lettuce, or does it taste like kale, or does it taste like something completely different? Does it taste like cabbage?
I think it's closer to cabbage, but it's richer. It's like that buttery flavor, especially when you cook it, really comes out, even if you don't put any oil on it. It's just it's buttery on its own, which it's just stocked with water, like at the at the base of the, I guess it's kind of like a head of cabbage, right? That at the bottom it gets thicker and it's really juicy. And so when you cook it, you get that quality, which you don't get with kale and you don't really get with lettuce and you don't even really get with most cabbages. Maybe more with a Napa cabbage, that Chinese cabbage, which I love those as well. But bok choy is unique, I believe. And the baby bok choy is super fun because it's, again, it's smaller and just easier to work with.
Cool. Well, I'll bet listeners will like this, and maybe some of them will be like, I'm going to try to plant that. I wonder what it's like to grow that. I'll have to look into
Yeah, well, you just get, one head per, seed that you're growing. It's not something, so you just want to be mindful of that. It's not like spinach or something that is, or lettuces that'll grow a little bit more. It's more like a cabbage in that way. So, but it is so good. And, especially right now while people are fighting off, and I know I think I've been fighting some allergies. I can still kind of hear it in the back of my throat and feel it. But, fighting off some of that bacteria right now that may be in us after cold season or if we're dealing with some allergies, it's a great time of year to just visit the farmers market, as most of your listeners know, and dive right in and see how you can nourish yourself and have fun with it, right? Like there's so many different ways. Like you could use it to make Chinese food meal like your mom did, or you could chop it up and put it in a salad. Try it out. I
That
like it
was what
when
I
it's
was going to ask. Can you eat
crispy.
it raw? You can eat it raw.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, you could slice it real thin and put it in your salads. It's kind of like a cucumber texture then.
Awesome. Well, that sounds good. I think people will be excited. Like maybe they'll see bok choy at their farmer's market and say, wow, I'm going to try that this week and support our
Yeah,
local farmers.
absolutely. I highly recommend it.
Cool.
So I think as we go through, I'm gonna, pull up some recipes from that I used last summer with my CSA that I had with Wicked Good Farm that I'll have again this year. They're out in Whitefish, and actually Brooke is the person who suggested I contact you originally. So I'll be using some recipes that I utilized with her CSA and shared with her members, and we'll just try to keep up with what's actually fresh now that it's popping up.
Cool. Well, I ate asparagus this weekend because they were fresh. So
Cool.
I'm gonna try some bok choy maybe and actually cook it now that I'm an adult for
yeah,
the first time.
You get to try your own way of doing things, right? We don't have to cook them only the way that our moms did. So it's kind of an exciting opportunity. And I'd be curious to hear how other people prepare bok choy or whatever other vegetables they got this week at the farmer's market.
Me too. Cool. Okay. Well, have a great week and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you for sharing with us today.
Mm-hmm. It's great to hear your voice and connect.
You too. If you've been enjoying learning about food, if you have any questions, if you have a topic you want us to cover or anything, I'm really enjoying it. I know it's working for me. I mean, it's inspiring me. I've been eating so much healthier. I hear your voice in my head. I think about you when I'm in the grocery store, and just, I hope listeners are. And if they're like, have a farmer's market, they're going to use that, you know, if they're like a market farmer, they're going to, you know, teach some of these tips to their, you know, subscribers to their CSA, or they're going to put some of these tips in their newsletter, or, you know, just share some of these things, or I don't know. So I truly appreciate it. Well, you have a great week.
Thanks, Jackie. You too. So good to be here and connect. And people can find me on Facebook. I have my business page is Grounded Here. I also have a forum you can request to join that's Grounded Here Community. And you can email me, Andrea at groundedhere.com. Check out my Fearless Self-Love podcast. All that is available. So I'd love to hear from you.
Cool. Awesome. Well, you have a great week.
Thanks, you too. Take good care.
If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and remember to grow.
For folks who are in transition, and to be like a local entertainment venue. And
but it's here in Kalispell, in Montana.
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know where it is. I'm really clear. I don't want to start it alone. I need to build a team. Preferably, I'd have a life partner who would want to do it with me, which I haven't manifested that person yet, as far as I know. And I love to travel, so I've never traveled anywhere that I've wanted to come home from, ever. I've never wanted to come home, and so there's this part of me that wants to see so many more things and just do that until maybe I want to come home and figure out where the inn's going to be that way, and also meet people on the way and visit similar places and have it be part of the essence of the space that there's movement, and that I'm always traveling, not always, but like a month or two a year, I'm visiting other places. And so there's this influence of understanding hospitality from different cultures and just creating a safe space for people. And I know for me that that keeps me really grounded and alive to connect with other people from all different walks of life. And so I don't have the connect, like, as far as I know, I definitely don't have a team built right now. I don't have a building. I don't know for sure where I want it to be. So why not go explore and see what happens? So I'm not quite sure what the next step is, Jackie, but my practice right now is to tell people about my idea and then say, who do you know? So that's where I'm at in my life. And it's been kind of a wild ride this week, because some things I thought were going to happen are falling through potentially and shifting. And it's like, oh, maybe it's time to go. It feels like that movie Chocolat. Did you ever watch that movie?
Oh my gosh, with Johnny Depp. I love that movie.
And the mom and the daughter are always moving. Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's so interesting, because when I met Mike, I don't know if I was like you or the opposite of you, but like, I always wanted to be somewhere else. I dream about going to Florida, and I get to Florida, and like within a week, I'd be like, get me out of here. I want to go to New York. I'd be in New York, and I'd be like, get me out of here. I want to go to Montana. I get to Montana. I want to go back to New York, or I want to go to California, or I want to go anywhere. And the minute I walked into Mike's house, I never wanted to leave ever. And I always felt like that meant that was the perfect place for me. Whereas my family has the complete opposite. They're like, you stopped wanting to go anywhere. And I was like, yeah, because I was home.
Yeah. And if you're content with that, then that's beautiful.
I mean, to me, it was like instantaneous, like within the first 24 hours, like I knew this was the place I have been dreaming about my whole life.
That is but so touching.
Up it until really... then, I was completely like, did not want to be anywhere ever. Always dreaming about going somewhere else.
Yeah.
So... but
it's a little different than me, but I can definitely, I hear the beauty in that story.
And I hear, well, just because you're saying something about home.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big deal. So I actually just did some journaling about like, what is this longing for home about? And anyway, this is off topic, but I feel like I'm getting to know you and I want to tell you what's going on in my life. So that's what's going on.
And listeners, that's so funny because I just did this little pre-listen for the listeners and was like talking about how I missed them because I used to, when I first started my podcast, like it was so live, like I could barely find 3 guests a week. So everything was very current. And now, because I'm working full time and I can only record here and there. Like the episode seems so, I feel like very disconnected. So I love our chats because it allows me to get to know you, but also allows me to chat with the listener. Like I was telling him what Mike's more doing regularly. In his garden. And yeah, it gets me, I just feel a little more connected. So
that's so awesome.
So my mom's here to tell us about their Mother's Day plant sale, which is so timely because Lisa and her mother, Nancy, just told us all about the national parks and how important it is to your national parks that you are growing native plants. And so here's an opportunity if you live on Long Island, and I know a ton of my listeners are in New York. It's one of my biggest audiences. So I'm sure some of you are in Long Island. They're having a plant sale next weekend. So here to share with us is my amazing mom, Marie Ramos. And coincidentally, it's her birthday today. She's taking time out of her birthday to share with us about the plant sale.
Well, all right, let me give you the details. It's Clark Botanic Garden. The address is 193 IU Willits Road, Albertson, New York. The plant sale is on Friday, and that's May 11th, and it's from 10 to 6 p.m., and the next day, Saturday, from 10 to 4 p.m., it's free admission, rain or shine. It is cash or check only. There's no credit cards. Okay, it features native plants that are native to Long Island, annuals, perennials, herbs, hanging baskets, trees and shrubs, and vegetables. And then they have in the main house, all of this, of course, is outside. Inside is a special thing called attic treasures, which are great buys for things that people bring in and they don't want anymore, but other people do. We have a beautiful garden gift shop, tea room for lunch, if you're coming for lunch, or tea, coffee. We have a raffle table, and we have our own, have our own honey, and it is really delicious. So, that's basically it. Oh, and then we have a biofirm thing you put in your, we call it black gold, that you add to your garden, to all your beds, and it really makes a difference in your plants and keeping your beds really in good shape. So that's basically.
Wait, so is it like a compost or it's like actual dirt?
It's a mix. It's compost and dirt. Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful product, which we make here. And then for the first time, we're having a we call it the vegetable patch, but fresh vegetables mostly. Right now, it's asparagus And we have fresh eggs and, of course, the honey. I'm not quite sure what other, probably some herbs. So that's it. And we want as many people as they can make it to come. It's a wonderful, it's a beautiful place just to walk around. We are 18 acres and, spring flowers are in bloom and, we have, but it's a botanical garden. So we have very unusual, trees and shrubbery as well.
Listeners,
get out to Clark Garden.
Happy spring. Yeah, if you're on Long Island, it is a great day. It's a great cause, and you will meet some local friends. We've talked about on my show, a source for native plants.
You can meet Jackie's
mom.
Meet
my mom, you have to say you heard about it at the Organic Gardener podcast. She'll be at the perennial table, and her name is Marie, Mrs.
Well, they call me Marie. Yes, so I look forward to having someone come and say, oh, I've been on Jackie's podcast, or I listened to Jackie's podcast. Yes, so anyway.
All right, happy birthday, Mom. Right. I love you.
Love
Thanks
you, too.
Doing this for us.